Think and Grow Rich. Author, Napoleon Hill. The 6 Steps of Transforming Desire into Riches. Achievement starts with a desire. A burning desire that defies every obstacle. People who have a burning desire to stand by their desire until it becomes the obsession of their lives and finally, a reality. You need to realize that the burning desire is just the starting point. You need to translate this desire into accurate planning. Therefore, the things you need to possess are the definiteness of purpose, the required knowledge, and a burning desire. Then you need planning, supported with persistence. There are 6 steps for transforming desire into riches. Determining exactly the amount of money you wish to accumulate. Determining what you will give in return for the money you want. Specifying the date in which you intend to accumulate the money. Developing an action plan and starting and implementing this plan immediately. Writing a clear, concise statement containing the description of the previous 4 steps. Reading the statement you wrote loudly 2 times a day, once at night and once in the morning. And as you read, believe yourself and try to imagine, see, and feel yourself already in possession of such money. If you do not see a fortune as you imagine, you will never see it in the real world. Faith visualization through auto-suggestion. Faith is a state of mind which can be created by repeated instructions or affirmations to the subconscious mind through what is called auto-suggestion. Auto-suggestion is a term that refers to all the suggestions and ideas that mind receive through the 5 senses. It serves as a communication link between the conscious mind and the subconscious mind. Positive and negative thoughts influence the subconscious mind through the auto-suggestion principle. Harnessing the power of the subconscious mind. You can't totally control your subconscious mind, but you can use it to your own benefit. You can take advantage from the way subconscious mind works by handing over to it any purpose, desire, or plan which you want to convert into the real life. You need to take notice of an utterly important fact. The subconscious mind must keep busy, and it will not, by any means, remain idle. This means that if you do not manage to plant positive thoughts inside it, it will feed upon any thoughts and impulses. In order to be able to control your subconscious mind, you need to take account of the 7 major positive emotions and the 7 major negative emotions that could influence the subconscious mind. Identifying these emotions will help you harness the positive and avoid the negative. The 7 major positive emotions are desire, love, faith, enthusiasm, sex, romance, and hope. On the other hand, the 7 major negative emotions are fear, hatred, jealousy, revenge, anger, greed, and superstition. Self-confidence formula. Self-confidence can be instilled into one's character using a vivid formula, which is composed of 5 components. First, you need to know that you have the ability to reach your definite purpose in life. Second, you need to realize that your dominating thoughts will eventually prevail and translate themselves into physical action. Third, you need to know that you can manifest any desire you persistently hold in your mind through the principles of auto-suggestion. Fourth, write a clear statement that describes your definite aim in life, and keep trying until you manage to develop the self-confidence required to attain it. Fifth, you need to fully realize that wealth must be built upon justice and truth, otherwise it will quickly fade away and will not long endure. Negative attitude toward other people will not bring any success. Therefore, try to eliminate the destructive emotions such as jealousy, hatred, cynicism, envy, and selfishness. Acquiring specialized knowledge. In the process of making money, general knowledge has no use. The specialized use of knowledge is what attracts wealth. Specific, specialized knowledge is a magical component that can bring you wealth. If you have trouble identifying the type of specialized knowledge you should be seeking, determine the goal you want to accomplish. This would help you know the type of knowledge you need. As you acquire knowledge, you should put it into use through practical action plans. Because simply, knowledge has no value whatsoever if not applied in real life toward accomplishing a worthy aim. The most important sources of knowledge are education, universities, real-life experience, public libraries, and special training courses. Organized planning. How to build practical plans. The next step is to know how to build practical plans. First, you need to surround yourself with as many people as you might need to develop and carry out your money-making plan. Second, identify the benefits that you will offer to the members of your group, forms of compensation, in return for their work and cooperation. Third, arrange a meeting with them more than twice every week if possible to work on the money-making plan. Fourth, establish and maintain harmony with every member of the group. There are some things that need to be kept in mind. Your plan should be detailed, meticulous, and faultless. You must also make the best use of the experience, education, and imagination of your team members. Managing a group of people can be extremely challenging. However, knowing the attributes of effective leaders can offer you a great deal of help when trying to build solid relations with your team. The major attributes of leadership are self-control, unwavering courage, definiteness of decision, definiteness of a plan, keen sense of justice, doing more than you're paid for, sympathy and understanding, mastery of detail, pleasing personality, cooperation, and willingness to assume full responsibility. On the other hand, the major causes of failure in leadership are selfishness, lack of imagination, fear of competition from followers, disloyalty, intemperance, inability to organize details, emphasis of title, and unwillingness to perform humble services. Persistence. Basically, persistence is the willpower required to follow through with desirable action, to pick yourself up after a temporary defeat, and just keep working. Lack of persistence can prove to be fatal, and it is a common weakness. That is why success is rare and failure is common. Nevertheless, this weakness can be conquered through effort. But how easy this can be achieved totally depends on you. Lack of persistence has a group of symptoms: procrastination, indecision, lack of interest in acquiring specialized knowledge, self-satisfaction, failure to clearly determine your goals, blaming others, indifference, lack of an organized plan, weakness of desire, quitting, fear of criticism, searching for the shortcuts, and the habit of neglecting to grasp the opportunity. On the other hand, there are four steps to develop persistence: a definite purpose supported with a burning desire for its attainment, a detailed plan, a positive mental attitude, and cooperation with other people. Power of the mastermind, the driving force. Power is intelligently directed knowledge, the organized effort required to transform desire into its physical or monetary equivalent. Therefore, it is fundamental for wealth accumulation. How to transform knowledge into power? The answer is by organizing it into a detailed action plan. Power can be gained through what is called the mastermind. The mastermind is a term that refers to coordination of effort and knowledge between two or more individuals for the sake of achieving a definite purpose. To sum it all up, we give you instructions for the creation of plans for the purpose of translating desire into money. If you manage to execute these instructions with intelligence and persistence, with wise and suitable selection of your mastermind group, you will definitely reach the objective before you even know it.